Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dungeons & Doritos is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all role players across Doritodonia. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by a comic shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Welcome to Dungeons & Doritos, Nerdy Show's epic tabletop role-playing podcast. Hi, I'm Cap.
Hi, I'm Hex.
I'm Rule.
I'm Colin.
I'm Lefty.
And boy, our characters are in deep shit. We're in a very dark place, literally and figuratively. I mean, we've been in darker, but Galdap will tell you a little bit more, but we're in a very dangerous situation. We'll see how it goes. But hey, we got a lot of D&D news for you guys. For starters, if you haven't heard it yet, the D&D remasters are finally here. The first two episodes of D&D have now been completely restored, leveled. All of the boring bits of counting out like dice numbers have been removed. So it's a more concise, thorough experience that's listenable. We kind of... Admittedly, when we started D&D, we didn't know what we were doing, and now we do. And so D&D has finally reaped the benefits. The first two episodes finally won't go from being too quiet to shattering your eardrums. They're
Yay.
Fixed.
Yeah. Yay. Props to you, Cap, on that. Nice work.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm thrilled. I'm really glad. So check those out.
And if you're a new listener to D&D, that's old school. Old school D&D. You will hear voices on that podcast that are not currently on this podcast.
Yeah.
You'll hear...
Including a different GM.
Yeah, including a different GM.
And
yeah.
Rules. Yeah, different games. Different rule and different rules.
We were literally playing D&D back then.
Yeah.
So for all of four episodes. Like, Jamela is kind of like season one Homer Simpson. Like, completely different voice, but same actor.
And, but you still like Jules, so it's still like there's.
Oh,
still
I mean, the character's the same.
Yeah. Homer's still like donuts, Jamela. Yeah.
We also have a new Nerdy Show store where we have new items, including new D&D items. A sexy D&D vinyl sticker that's ready to be on cars or things inside of buildings.
Or cats.
Or your vandalism. Whatever works for
put
you.
Put them on your cats.
Vandalism.
Yeah. Make it a new thing.
Oh, sticker put them on cats. Put them on the driver's side. Front windshield of people parked in handicapped spots without stickers.
There we go.
Why would you give them the gift of something as precious as a D&D
yeah,
sticker?
Yeah, now they're going to blame us. Put Nerdist stickers on
I want them on elevator
people.
Doors.
Ah, elevator doors. There you go.
I still say cats. Stickers on cats.
Stickers on cats.
Not on their yeah. feet. That's mean.
If you remember several... A while back, we did D&D dice sets. While the dice sets are still sold out, we are considering doing a new run of them. So if you are into that, then let us know. But we still have some bags left over, so we're selling D&D dice bags. They're muslin sacks with a screen printed D&D logo on them. They're really nice, and they hold quite. They don't hold as much as a Crown Royal bag, but they hold a fair amount of dice. I gotta say.
So come get your hands on our sacks.
Let us know if you want a full set of D&D dice, not just D6s. Let us know. And if there's big enough demand, we'll look into it.
Yeah, it is, however, a very expensive option.
Which
to go
is
that
why
route.
We need to find, you yeah, need to tell us.
Yeah, we gotta know.
We're like, not just going to do it because we want to do it, because we want to do it. That's yeah, already there.
We've been wanting to do it this whole time.
But you need to tell us that you want it.
I think it should be Barty dice. I screwed the D&D. It's just Barty
dice. So it's
dice.
All ones?
That'd be great. Hey, party rolls. You know, here's the thing.
With one die that always rolls criticals.
You will critically fail when it's the most inconvenient time, like in terms of not life peril. But when it really, 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 really matters, that is when you will critically succeed.
Yeah.
So he critically fails every opportunity to not look like a dumbass and critically succeeds.
When his life is on the line.
Yeah, when he needs to look like a badass.
Yeah. So he's a badass dumbass.
I think it's pretty convenient that all this happens without us being able to see it.
I know. Very convenient.
That is not, man.
Very convenient. We got to start web streaming his dice.
I'll do it.
You know what? I have to start combing my hair to play D&D.
Wait, I need to start wearing clothes to play D&D.
I was going to say
it'll be a camera right on the dice. I don't want to see anything else from you, Colin.
Oh, okay.
Or like maybe your dice. He's rolling dice and then just like thump cock on the table.
No! Dice roulette. No.
Roll low ones. I got one for you.
No.
It's a big one.
No, that's a crit failure.
Critical
right there,
success.
One demographic drops off and the other demographic starts tuning in.
D&D has been fueled by dick jokes and dick related vulgarities since episode one.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, I know. I remember when I got my shirt, I was looking for the dicks on there. I was like, can I wear this in public or around my kids? They're going to say, hey, daddy, what's that?
The answer is fortunately yes. And there's still all sizes available on the Nerdy Show store.
How do you like that? Segue.
And one more brand new item, which is the Nerdy Show RPG Treasure Chest DVD. It's a thing we've made. We only have like 25 copies of it. And what it is a sort of a starter kit for all the role-playing shows on Nerdy Show. D&D, Ghostbusters Resurrection, Pokeballs of Steelix, as well as our Paranoia XP and BESM one-shots. That's Big Eyes, Small Mouth, the anime role-playing game, not a BDSM role-playing game.
Yeah, I was like, what was that? Why wasn't I invited?
And so if you want a cool-looking box, because I did a design, it's pretty tight, I gotta say. So if you're interested in that, but you already have the episodes, whatever, they're for free online. Or if you want to gift them to someone, be like, hey, look, you've really been dropping the ball on getting into these shows I really love, and so here's a physical thing going to stare you in the face. Just do it already. That's an option. If it's interesting to you, let us know. We'll order more of them if you like them. Or if you'd prefer some other option, I don't know. We're interested in making merch, so just let us know what's good to you. Enough talking. Let's dive into the action, and let's do it by throwing some Doritos on the table. We have today...
Yes!
The Doritos Jacked 3D Jalapeno Pepper Jack, the return of the late 90s Doritos 3D brand fused with their new Jacked brand. And these are not, before the 3Ds were like these puffed, like, like Flight of the Navigator starship shaped things. These look
this
like
glorious
arcane sigils. We'll have pics to where you can see them on the episode page.
I thought for a second maybe these were like they're... Zelda or something. But...
Right? It's a rune.
Cool.
This is a Dorito rune. This symbol must surely appear on the walls of many like Doritodonian places of magic power. You know, like
yeah.
I think we're joining a cult right now, you guys.
Oh, it smells. It smells.
Doesn't
like,
it smell glorious? Taco-y.
Hex, I would say that these are even though they're
smell.
Jalapeno, they're tangy, not spicy.
Oh, just man up and do it.
No, just right. Because you told me to man up. Just because you
Take
told me to man up.
Take a marble out of the jar and put it in the other jar.
I'm doing that. I'm doing it. Marble jar. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, Hex, they're not spicy. They're not spicy. Not even
nope,
after
nope,
the finish
nope.
one.
Rule ruined it. I'm not gonna have one because he told me to man up.
Hey, Hex.
VMAC up.
Hey, Colin.
You're gonna let Rule determine what you do simply by defying him.
Yeah, well, he's the GM, so
hey,
it's like it's
Hex.
What?
You need to gender neutral up, my friend.
Hex, this is an important moment. This is the first time I've been able to participate in the crunch off in months. I ask you to do this for me.
He did it. He didn't like it at all. His face is contorted.
Aww. Let's like dip one in chocolate.
Thank you, Fred.
My face looks like a you just fed a cat a sticker. It's like, nah, nah, nah.
You got to leave cats and stickers alone, man. That's unacceptable.
No.
All right.
You're
so,
not my dad. Hey,
Hex, what does it feel like? What does it taste like?
Ah, that's it. That's the onomatopoeia I'm using. It's ah. It's too spicy for me.
It's like a spicy Frito.
See? That's spice.
Yeah.
I gotta say.
A spicy Frito. I got that.
It's an intense corn crunch.
The first one didn't taste spicy to me, but like the third one did.
First was enough to just like make me unhappy.
They're very cheesy. They got a zest that lingers on the tongue. Mm. It's not an outright spice. It's just an intense zest.
Yes. There you go. Mm-hmm. That is very well put.
Yeah.
I agree. Very tasty.
I don't know that I've ever tasted zest before.
It does smell like a cut. I mean, for me, it doesn't quite taste as jalapeno-y as I would expect it to.
No.
It tastes more peppery than jalapeno, like more of like a green, like a bell pepper than a jalapeno. But it does have the smell of a cut jalapeno. I mean, I grow them, so.
The Gleeman's green thumb. But no, these are pretty great. I think they could have a better flavor, but the crunch
they
is...
Don't, yeah.
I mean, when they say
oh,
like
the crunch
it's
intense.
Like,
glad that they're not fluffy. I was worried they were going to be fluffy.
On the back, it says, "Enter the next dimension in crunch with these with the intense flavor of these bite-sized triangles. Bold things come in 3D." But like, this is legitimately an intense crunch.
It is.
Dive face it first is. Into the crunch of jalapeno and spicy pepper jack cheese.
If anyone wants this, I broke it, off, so I didn't actually.
No.
It's not as Dorito-y as I would want it to be, though. It doesn't have the Dorito, like the Dorito flavor. No, right. It's not as flavorful.
But maybe the next gen of these will have an even better flavor. But the
next gen will be a four dimensional Doritos. When you take a bite into it, you'll see your
own.
Oh
my god!
What if in Doritodonia someone had shuriken shaped like this?
Oh.
Anyway, let's crunch into a venture.
Crunch noise. Crunch noise.
What are you eating, Hex?
Nothing.
My pen.
He's eating failure.
Tastes like
your rolls
pollen.
Are gonna be horrible. You're not powered by Doritos.
Yes. If you haven't indulged in or imbibed, then we stick on Doritos, especially the Doritos Jacked 3D. I don't know what's so special about jacking in 3D. I do it all the time.
And we wonder why Doritos has not reached out to us yet.
Well, they've reached out, believe me, you. Well, when last we saw our travelers, they fell into a big old stinky hole of peril. Surrounded by spooks and ghouls. And ghouls and ghosts and ghosts and goblins. V-Mac was running around in his underpants and throwing lances for some godful reason.
I remember that.
Super ghouls and ghosts.
Oh, now I caught up. I was like, I wasn't in my underwear. Oh, it's the ghosts and goblins.
Yeah, keep up! I'm an old man. You can't even keep up with my retro stylings. I can kick it with the youngins. Certain court legislations in place that forbid me. I'll turn it over to the game master. What is transpiring, old chum? Oh, that was just my pretend cat, Garfunkel. He hates some days. Go on!
So you guys are getting ready to leave. It's morning. They're showing you the entrance. The sewer is basically just a hatch in the floor. One of the refugees looks at you guys. Are you sure you really want to do this?
They want to?
Well, we don't want to, but we're going to.
Are you sure you're going to do this?
Yes.
We're definitely going to do this.
Well, I wish you luck. You'll want to head, once you get down there, you're just going to head straight north. Once you go down that ladder, you just go right and follow the tunnel past three gates. The gates become more common within the intersections as you get closer to the castle, just a way of keeping people from sneaking into the richer areas of the town. So once you get past the third gate, take a left.
VMAC is writing this down.
Third gate to the left and straight on till morning.
Well, what you'll come to after that, you make that left, is you'll come to a large round area in the sewers. This is underneath some gardens. You should be able to find an entrance there to get you back up to the surface.
And then we'll be in the rich part of town, yes?
Yes. Well, a richer part of town.
Game Master, tell me about this fellow who's telling us all this.
He's in his mid-20s. he looks like he's really hungry. You know, he's very skinny, drawn-out face, weathered.
Yeah, okay. I pat him on the cheek. Don't you worry your pretty little face. We'll be safe. Just think of me and have courage.
Are you guys going to try and make your way back here after you're done, or...?
We're going to try to leave, but, if we can come back the way we came, that's not particularly likely. But we shall meet again. Never fear.
Okay.
He kind of takes a hesitant step backwards because it's suddenly becoming awkward for him.
Typically how these adventures end, we'll be running and screaming from the central kingdom, and then that'll be it. We probably won't take any stock of where we're going.
And if everything,
while setting fire.
Yeah, if everything is not on fire, then it's a good day. But I would not count against that. It's usually
a bad day, depending.
I would not be surprised if entire city is in flames while we're running out.
Yeah, I would keep a couple buckets of water around just in case.
Right, because you're obviously not hungry and thirsty already. You just should just save water on the side.
For the fire, it's better to be, thirsty and not die in a fire.
Take that under advisement.
Oh, by the way, do you have any spare silver you could spare? Now that we've told you that we're probably going to burn down your town on accident, it's not on purpose.
Are you saying this aloud?
Not duh.
Wow.
I'm sorry, but we're using what little we have.
Right.
Unfortunately, the weapons, while they're useful against the werewolves, they're not useful against many other things. We found that if they, they hit armor or bone, that the silver is likely to just chip or flake off.
Oh, well.
And be very careful about using what you use that on and when you use it, because you might not get another chance to use it again.
Do you have any other advice on monster type things that we should prepare for?
If you can find salt or silver or iron, you should be able to.
What's VMAX's spear made out of? His normal spear.
Steel. When you get to the richer areas of town, a lot of the things like the bars on the windows or the locks and the doors and stuff, that'll all be made of iron. Chains are typically made of iron. So these things are, from what I understand, they're good against spirits, but they might not be helpful against like werewolves or vampires or the undead or other demons. Salt is generally good for protecting you against things like ghosts and vampires and stuff. We've lined some of the windows and stuff with salt to try and keep people out.
So, do you have any of this stuff around? I'm not asking if you have any extra stuff. I'm asking if you have any around.
Yeah, but we've already put it in place. Like I said, the windows and doors.
No, Barty, we're not taking their stuff.
But most of the houses are empty now. You should be able to go in and find what you're looking for, especially in the richer houses.
All right.
Let's try to make our way to the rich areas.
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, then we slink into the sewer passage. And as we're doing, we say, VMAC, you shouldn't be too worried about the silver right just yet, because what self-respecting werewolf is going to be down here in this muck?
The one that is going to try to trick people into thinking the werewolf wouldn't be down here with this muck?
No. No, 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 no. That's far too stinky. They have sensitive noses.
It is stinky.
It's going to be all monsters and maybe ghosts down here.
Ghosts. Oh, good. We have such a good track record with those.
Oh, believe me.
One other thing.
I don't like ghosts. I can't hit them.
Don't head south or east. The poorer districts during the plagues, when the plague hit those poorer districts, they were quarantined off, but most of the bodies were thrown down into the sewers, and some of them woke back up.
I can deal with those. As long as they're not ghosts, we can deal with undead.
Yeah, stabby stabbies are forte.
Yeah, or smash until they can no longer even move.
Smashy stabby. Yes. Stabby smashy.
Smashy stabby. That's.
I like when their heads come off.
She does. A little too much. It's a little unsettling.
But her zest for life in death.
VMAC, you're bringing that silver spear, aren't you?
I have a silver spear, I have my normal steel spear, and I still have Chair's old shillelagh.
Excellent.
And the hatch closes behind you guys.
How dark are we talking? Full black dark?
It is pitch black.
All right, well, I'll do my thing then. Illuminate an orb in my hand, and we get a good bearing of our surroundings.
The ceiling is low. VMAC actually has to kind of hunch down to keep his head from hitting it. Unless he wants to walk, like, right in the middle of the sewer, like, in the sludge and the water and the feces and stuff, then he's got, like, a half-inch clearance over his head because of the kind of dome nature of the...
VMAC will be hunching.
Jamala, you have probably better eyesight than all of us do, considering you grew up in caves. Is that true?
100%, obviously.
Excellent. My question to you also is, can you send an orb of light like ahead of us so that we can kind of see what's coming, or one behind us as well, or do you just have to keep it with us?
As you may have noticed, I illuminate from my body, so puppeteering orbs of light beyond destructive force without it fizzling, not really my forte. I'm sure it can be done.
Give it a try.
You'd feel like it would have to be attached to something, like something physical. So you can make, like, maybe a rock glow really, really bright and throw that ahead of you, like a flare or something.
Interesting technique. Any loose rocks around?
There's loose stuff around.
A question also, are we walking in sludge, or are there, like, you know...
I'm not!
are there, like,
I'm hunching, so I don't.
There's, like, a flow of wastewater, and then there's platforms to walk alongside.
There's platforms to walk alongside.
Yeah, how wide is it?
It's about 6 feet is the kind of the trench. Think of it, you know, basically the sewers are dual purpose. They're storm drains and sewers. They're not just, you don't have like in the city, like our city, we have storm drains and then we have wastewater sewer. These are combined. So not a lot of people are flushing their toilets here. You know, so the great majority of it is just kind of stagnant, fetid water, you know, with stuff just kind of floating into it. And I don't mean stuff just like little piles of shit or anything. It's just like debris, flotsam, you know, just dead rats, things like that. Just kind of like in this shallow, shallow stream within this trench.
How much of it is seawater?
It's going towards the sea, not from the sea. Okay. So, you know, there's obviously, there's going to be a little bit of brackishness from the seas, the salt water kind of bleeding up into it. But it's not...
Right, so no, for example, salt residue on the bricks that I could collect to use for protection spells.
No.
Oh, good thinking, though.
But it didn't work.
Are the walls made out of bricks?
Yes.
Are there, like, how hidey? Are there nooks and crannies for people to hide, or things to hide in, or behind, or on?
It's basically, you know, it's like a tunnel. You know, they use it to just cast off debris. So there's piles of junk throughout the place, but there's no like little nooks and crannies built into the tunnels. They're small, like branching off points as you walk through the main tunnel where it would go off into different sections of the city. They're like feeder tunnels. They're narrow, they're maybe one person. If VMAC were to try to squeeze through one, he'd have to turn sideways just to go down those feeder tunnels. Got those little tiny little nooks and crannies, but they're very sporadic. They're, you know, being down here, you can't see the city that feeds those. So these seem to have kind of a randomness to them. You know, you might find one every, 10 feet away, and then you might find two of them 3 feet away from each other.
Well, I say we head on. Jamala, if you could light something, and I'll throw it ahead of us, and we could travel that way, and I could be with you and in the front, and because you'll be able to see, and I'll be able to react quickly enough in case something is coming our way, and if VMAC and Lefty were to take up behind us, I think that would work well. VMAC, what do you say to that?
I am a hindrance in this situation, so I will just be in the rear. That way, if anything comes from behind, I will protect you by dying.
I tell you what, though, VMAC.
He'll die first, and that'll be your warning.
Yeah. Save yourself!
If you can direct Blessing of the Seven Winds down a hole away from us, that might be very effective if, say, we're dealing with some kind of marauding force.
That's a very good plan.
if it comes to a fight, I don't see
surviving. Well,
yeah, I'm not surviving. Quote with air quotes, surviving. No, if it came to a fight, I don't see like VMAT going, well, I'm not stepping in that water. You know,
no.
You know, so
that's actually going to happen. I'm not touching that water. No.
Yeah, for the traveling in a single file line, but if battle broke out, I could see you guys kind of scattering into to fill up the hallway and do what you guys got to do.
Is there any debris in my immediate vicinity? Garbage.
There's a couple loose bricks, like pieces of loose brick you can use that have fallen off the wall.
I will
light it up
based on my intuition about what is hypothetically possible. I mean, what I know of my powers, I will see about charging this brick and if it could, in fact, take a charge of any degree of light.
Roll your spellcasting, but use intelligence.
Oh no, we're screwed.
My intelligence is very high, you...
I know, I'm just being a jackass.
Bourgeois plebe. I'm rolling a d10 and a d4.
Jeez.
A 7.
Okay, yeah, you can make this happen.
18. 18 intelligence.
Damn.
Yeah, pretty smart.
Yeah, you should do spells like that all the time.
That's not a spell. That was to see if she could figure out a way to make that happen. And that was her knowledge of spell casting.
Gotcha.
Or gleam seeking, finding a way of making the spell work the way she wants it.
So nice. I've illuminated this brick. Do I feel that is it a stable spell?
Yeah, it's not going to explode or go out for any.
I toss it in my hands a couple times and then flick it over to the gleeman.
Okay. Now do roll an effect because that determines how long it'll stay awake without you concentrating
good
on
point.
It.
Good point.
So did she just learn a spell?
No, she just learned how to apply this spell in a different way.
That's cool.
What effect would I be doing?
Same way that you've used like soften earth to collapse things or to trap people. It's the same spell, just applied in a different way. Wisdom plus your skill level as an effect level. This would be kind of like, for people that want to kind of like learn what we're doing with the rules, this would be kind of like using spellcasting to just generally make a like magic just kind of fizzle, you know, like, you know, like make magic sparks show up just to prove that you have magic.
You said Gleamseeker magic, would that be my... Okay.
Yes, that skill level.
In that case, 7.
And that's the total with like proficiencies and all that stuff?
It was a roll of 3 on a d12 and a skill level of 4.
Okay. So 7, like a slow count of 7, it starts, you know, right after it lands, it's like 7, and it gets dimmer, and it gets dimmer, and it gets dimmer. So these types of magic, when she's not concentrating on keeping it lit up, it dims. So as soon as she starts working on the next brick, that one's starting to go out. So it's kind of like a short flare, like, okay, you can see that there's nothing in front of you right now, but now it's fading away.
As we walk along, keep charging bricks, keep giving them to Barty, keep using his throwing arm. And if I see any wood, I could always make a torch with my dragon breath.
Exactly.
Game Master, can I concentrate so hard on it that it explodes?
No.
Ah, shucks. Here I thought I was getting Gambit powers. Mon ami. A guarantee, yeah.
Let me throw this thing. Let's see what we see. I rolled a 6.
Okay, your aim is really shitty today. You get it out there, but you're not... It didn't go very far. You hit the roof of the tunnel as you gave it too much of an arch. So you guys move forward, pick up the brakes, and you guys just kind of keep using the same pattern.
Seems like a sound method.
Yeah, you just let us know if we see anything differently or if I need to roll, you know, again or etc.
Okay, you keep moving
forward.
I'm
looking around constantly.
Oh, and every now and then, I'm going to try my spirit talk thing to just kind of
roll it.
That would be a 13.
You're not sensing really anything right now. You feel this like a presence, but not a distinct presence. Something's out there, but it's not like you're sensing human thoughts or human spirits. There's just sort of this sense of knowing, like awareness.
It's like that it's aware of us?
No, like you're aware of something here.
And I'm guessing with my 13, that's not going to be good enough to get anything else.
Like, you know, when you're in a dark room and you can't see the other person that's in the room, but you know they're there, even though they haven't said anything, you know, you feel it's that kind of a feeling.
And it's one of those things where I don't want to spiritually go, hey, who's there? Like, that's
right.
Not going to be a good thing
right.
in this situation.
Yeah, you have a feeling something is in the room with you for lack of a better phrase.
Okay, I'm going to keep that to myself right now because I don't want to freak everyone out.
Okay.
I'm occasionally going to keep doing the spirit talk and try to get a better read on that.
Okay. It's not really that long before you guys come to the first set of bars.
To the first gate?
Yes.
One of three?
Yes,
one of three.
Yeah, and you can see that the two of the bars have already been removed, bent out of place, so people have come this way before.
And I'm guessing they were leaving.
You can't tell which direction they were going in.
How much squeezing is old V-Mac going to have to do?
Yeah, he's got to suck it in a little bit and turn sideways. And
just leave me for dead. I can't suck it in.
You guys get through it. Not far, maybe 10 feet past that.
Oh, I was going to say, after that first gate, I was going to take that as a milestone to try to do another spare talk.
Let's do it.
Cool. That was a 15.
You feel like that presence, that thing that you're feeling is still with you. It hasn't gotten stronger. It hasn't gotten weaker. If it were something that was just in that area, you'd feel somewhat different about it. Either you've gotten closer to it or gotten farther away.
So I'm going to try to deduce, is this like before when I was picking up on the big baddie, the negative like juju of the big baddie?
No, this is a distinctly different feeling.
So this is something that's just omnipresent.
Yeah.
We're not getting closer or further away.
Yeah.
And it is watching us. If
it's like, you know, it has to be, because otherwise, like I said, you'd be... You'd feel either that you're getting closer to this presence or further away. It's almost like it's walking with you.
Oh, that's fun. You know that song by Rockwell? I always feel like somebody's watching me and I have no privacy.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's not disturbing.
Not 5 feet from past those gates, you guys see on the outer edges of the glowing area, legs sticking out from like the wall, like, you know, you just see the legs of something.
Oh, like, no, not licks, not
like disembodied.
What
legs.
I heard was legs coming out of the wall. Yeah. Like,
no, like you.
No, almost... don't give him ideas. Don't give him ideas.
No, it's. I realized as I was saying that what it sounded like. That's why I immediately started to correct my description. It's like you the light has only shown you the legs. Like the
are they human-looking legs?
Yes, there's boots. It's as if you're walking up to somebody that fell asleep leaning against a wall, and the light has only covered the leg area.
Oh, that's right. He's sleeping.
Yes.
He's sleeping. Oh, how nice. He's sleeping.
I trot up cautiously, running, you know, like getting everybody to pick up the pace to confront what I assume is going to be a dead body, or hopefully not something alive. We'll see. Ready to attack, of course.
It is absolutely a dead body. He looks like one of the royal guards, but he's only wearing just the breastplate with the insignia on it. He has a cloak, but it's just kind of hanging off his shoulders because his throat is completely ripped out. And it's all, you know, the entire body's covered in blood. His head is barely kind of hanging on there, limp to the side. He still has his sword in one hand. His shield is broken. Only parts of it are still strapped to his arm. Just, you know, like he was ripped apart from at the throat.
Who is closest at this time?
Moi?
Yeah.
Jamela, can you try to get sword away from the corpse?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. I see that it looks like this thing is totally torn up. It's probably not a zombie. And if it is, it probably couldn't move. But I'm going to quickly snatch the sword away from it.
Okay.
Well, wait. Before you do that, can I just, like, really quick just stick it in the skull with my rapier?
It's
the undead. That's...
I'm disarming it. We can worry about if it's coming alive afterwards.
Yeah.
Done.
It doesn't move. It doesn't twitch. Also, it's been dead for at least a couple days.
Oh, that doesn't mean anything.
But it's by itself. There's no insects, no vermin. Nothing. You're in a sewer with a corpse.
Oh.
And it's just the corpse by itself. Nothing has eaten at it or picked at it. It ripped its throat out, and it left it there.
That seems even a little more bizarre than normal, considering if we're in a sewer and nothing's eating it. I mean, that maggots would have definitely gotten to it by now.
Yeah.
Either this body is cursed, or something is eating all the things that would normally eat bodies in here.
I don't know which one of those I like more. or least.
I'm sticking it in the brain.
Big thing that eats bodies.
That does. Yeah, I'm with you. That sounds much better. I'm very carefully
sticking it in the head.
Yeah, I think Barty's going to try to stick it.
Okay, you stick it. You stick it in the head.
Well done. Knock that off.
That was Hex. That wasn't
me. That was me. That was me. Sorry. And then we meet Barney the Friendly Zombie. Hey, guys, I want to give you a hug. With my teeth.
Glance over of anything, any indication of what might have done it, or...
Oh! Ah!
Hold on one second. Okay. Before you guys go crazy here. Barty, you recognize this as being, you know, the insignia, the armor. He's not just a royal guard. He is the... He is Jalapeno's personal royal guard.
This is Princess Jalapeno Porca's personal guard. I mean, this... Can I check his body for if there's any, like, maps or anything to see if there's any...
Hey, so you know how I have this special ability where I touch something and I can pick up mental stuff about it?
Well, let me check the physical, too. You got the whole werewolf thing wrong. Mental my ass.
I didn't get to touch them. Before we start looting the body, let me at least check into it.
Checking the body.
Okay, I'm going to let him loot the body. Whatever. Right, I'm just right, stepping
roll,
back.
Roll search.
I hope it's a zombie. I hope it eats him.
I rolled an 11.
He has a few coins, and you don't know why, because it seems stupid that he would even bring that. He's wearing the ring of his order. But that's one dagger that's like ornamental, like a ceremonial dagger that these guys carry, but nothing of other, like anything really useful in the sense of like maps or something valuable. The dagger itself is it can be used as a field tool, but it's not durable or strong enough to be used as a weapon, really. And you couldn't throw. It's so poorly balanced, it'd be useless as a throwing weapon.
Yeah, he's got nothing. Go for it, VMAC.
Well then, with my critical 12, I shall roll again. Holy monkey. Okay.
It's going to be VMAC who reanimates the corpse.
Oh, pardon. No, this is not that kind of magic. 24 on Clara Audience.
Oh, jeez. VMAC's eyes kind of roll back into the back of his head, and he starts... His body goes limp.
Weapons at the ready. Not good.
Goodbye, everyone. It was nice knowing you, except for Barty. It was horrible knowing you.
VMAC, for his part, doesn't feel any of that. He feels... VMAC, your sense is completely lost of yourself. You're this young guard. You're proud to have suddenly become part of this unit, but you were de facto. You were one of the, you know, you were just a soldier...
That just got pulled in because there was a spot and I was...
Yes, but you
around.
You earned it. You earned it, though. So this is your first mission.
Oh.
And you get to guard the princess.
What's this guy's name?
Mark.
Mark.
So, yes,
thank you.
Mark. You know, he's also the rookie and nobody's really kind of trusting him, but the princess has been very kind to him and making him feel like part of the group. He takes up the rear and everybody's been extremely nervous lately because they keep feeling like something is back there.
Oh, and, right. Something is constantly watching us. Okay, go on.
And then you hear it. You hear that scuffling, scraping sound again. And this is nuts. You draw your sword and everybody else in the group is like, what are you doing? And you tell them, I swear to God, something is out there. I keep hearing it. I'm not making this up. One of the older guys chuckles. He's like, we should never let rookies come down into missions like this with us. And then you hear a low kind of grumbling sound. Older guy that just made that comment, he pulls his sword out and he steps beside you. And he tells the other guards, he orders the other guards, keep moving, go. You look to him and he's like, you shouldn't be standing here with us. You need to go with them. I'll do my best. But you're much more, you're our captain. You need to be with those guys. And he looks at you. Are you sure? Just keep moving back with us, but take up the rear. But don't do anything stupid. You want to make a name for yourself.
Right.
You step back and you're walking back slowly. Then before you can even see it, it's on top of you. It's so sudden, you don't even feel the pain. You just feel that coldness over your body. And then the warm blood coating your front, you crawl back onto the ledge, go to hold up your shield, and you notice it's broken. It's useless. You hold up your sword, but you can't lift it. It's too heavy. And it's just getting colder, and it's getting dark. And the last thing you think is, how did I fuck up my first job?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we met you back?
Yeah. So here is a report from VMAC land. I have been doing spirit talk, kind of like thinking since we got down here. I've kind of had this feeling like something is with us.
Oh, thanks for telling us.
I was trying to get a better read. I was trying to get a better read before I spooked y'all. And then I mind melded with Mark here.
Mark?
That's the name of the guard. And
what kind of a name is Mark?
I don't know, Barty. Shut up. And apparently he had the same feel. He heard that something was following them since the beginning of the tunnels. And apparently only he heard it now and then. And then all of a sudden it was on him. It was too fast for him to even respond to. But Mark here, he wasn't the quickest bulb in the shed. And so...
Was
he with the princess?
He was with the princess. He was one of their guards.
What does she look like? Did she look well?
I didn't see her, but I do know that she was treating him well.
But you do have a sense of her.
Look at the jelly little body man, and I poke his face.
Well, Princess Parker is apparently militarized. She is taking up blade alongside her guard and is kind of leading it instead of the leader. And not because she's like trying to boss around, it's because she's carrying her weight. So she's got the kicking ass right now, Barty.
Ooh, someone's gonna be outclassed.
yes. Yes, he is. But the big thing is there is something in the sewers that is kind of just really, really fast, or seemingly, before I could see it. It might be invisible. I don't know. But all I know is the dude died real quick. I heard scraping.
Okay, so you've been feeling a thing watching us?
He's been equidistant. It's kind of walking with us. I think it is. I didn't really get that feeling of...
So it didn't kill Marky Mark here and then chase on down after the rest of them?
So if it is the same thing, I don't know, is the same thing. If it's not the same thing, then yeah, we have two monsters down here to worry about. But if it is the same thing...
Did it feel like the same thing? You felt it both ways.
Here's how I'm imagining it is. When I was in Mark's head, I didn't have VMAC's power to pick
exactly. Yeah. You were Mark. You were essentially Mark.
Right. When I saw through Mark's eyes, it was as Mark, so I could not get spirit talk like I can, like VMAC can. So I have no idea if it's same flavor of bad guy. Like one could be Cool Ranch, the other is original recipe, but I don't know. So best case scenario, the monster isn't chasing Princess Parker and is now hunting us. Worst case scenario, there are two worst case scenarios. Another worst case scenario is it has gone down, hunted them, and then came back to haunt us. Or that thing kept hunting them, and now there's a completely different monster.
Okay.
We're not getting any more information from this guy, so let's just keep going. Yeah. We need to get out of here.
In fact, here's what I think we should do. I think we should double time it. I think it's more likely that we're going to move really fast and maybe miss this thing than being really cautious and maybe catching it first.
I don't... We can try, but it's fast, and I'm not. It came from behind. So, we want someone else in behind. I'm not going to argue. But not you, because you need to light the way.
Just go as fast as you can, VMAC. Okay. We won't leave you behind.
You don't have to outrun the bear, just your friend. I see how it is. I'm going to do another spirit talk.
Okay.
Well, I'm doing good rolls.
You are.
13. Another 13.
It's still that same feeling.
Just kind of the same.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. But yeah, I am not against moving forward as fast as possible.
So no more brick.
I can keep doing it,
it's going to slow you guys
down. It's going to slow us down.
Yeah, significantly.
Yeah, fine.
Okay, so you guys start moving forward at a brisk pace.
Can I run and do spirit, or like jog and do spirit talk? Okay.
Yeah, you're just going to be a -3 to do it, but yeah, you can do it.
Jamala, instead of, I guess, lighting up the bricks, can you just like send avenging lights down the hall?
Yeah.
And accidentally hit someone if there is someone good there.
Yeah, that's an excellent point.
I certainly can.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Nothing's gonna be good down here. You know, if we would be able to see it or hear it if it was the princess.
But if I accidentally cause an explosion that makes the sewer collapse, Barty, then what?
Yeah.
Ah. All right. I just don't like heading into darkness.
Well, I don't like you, but I still have you around, so we're just doing this.
I mean, what I can do is I can push the light out in front of me, like from my hands, like illuminating forward like a flash light. Hadouken. Yeah.
Downside is, as VMAX said, it seems to be coming from behind.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And so that'll leave me in the dark, which, you know, is cool. I don't mind dying alone in the dark without you realizing it. That's fun. That's how I imagined I would die, actually.
Walk sideways with one hand forward, one hand back.
That's another thing is his death, Mark's death, was utterly silent. The throat was ripped out before Mark even felt the pain.
I don't like this. Let's go. This is not good.
Score one for the GM.
Look, we got two more gates, then a turn to the left.
As we're running forward, I'm going to try another one.
Okay.
Oh, great. So minus three?
Yeah.
So that was four.
Okay. Yeah, you don't even sense it at this point.
I don't like jogging and doing this.
There's a rising panic in VMAC as well.
Guys. Must go faster! Must go faster!
Okay!
So you guys are running.
Finally!
You're running, and you finally come, or you come to the second gate.
I'm gonna do another one at the second gate.
Okay. But you're not running now, so at least you get your three back.
Okay, four. Seven.
Okay. Yeah, it's still, you can feel it there, but it's not very distinct. The gate, it's just like the other one. The bars have already been bent. You get through there expecting to see another body, but you don't.
Okay, we're good.
You keep going?
Yes. Yeah, okay, we're running.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's go. Hey guys, let's run a little faster.
Okay,
now.
As we're running, I'm going to do another spirit talk.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a 10. Oh, minus 3, so 7. Oh, God.
Yeah, that's not good when he laughs.
It's never good when he laughs.
You still feel that same thing. It's definitely not... You're not outrunning it, and you're not getting closer to it or further away.
Okay, guys, so we're not outrunning it, but we're not going further. We're not going faster or slower.
So it doesn't matter how fast we go.
Is it on us?
I'm rolling for lore about creatures that hide in shadows or...
Can I try to do a spirit talk on, like, us? On the stuff on us? Or... Like, at this point...
You'd have to go through your entire inventory.
Well, that's a clairaudience thing. Like, I'm trying to figure out a kind of way to just, like... Like, kind of, instead of look outward, look inward on us with spirit talk.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
And for this, I'm like, we're not outrunning it, so let's just... Guys, so we're going same speed as it, so we're not outrunning it. Let's pause. I have an idea on another kind of spirit thing. Because if we're going same speed as it, no matter what, maybe it is on us? Let me do a quick check.
I could do... Intelligence, wisdom, I have lore Tiamat, that's probably not useful. Knowledge Arcana?
Mm-hmm.
Eight.
It's not on you.
Okay. It's not on us, never mind.
That's a relief. Barty starts putting his clothes back on.
Good, thank you.
I got a 13.
A 13. The list is long. Could be spirits, poltergeists. Poltergeists have been able to use telekinesis to do things like attack people. Could be some sort of shade or a wraith.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of sums up the whole spiritual side of it. As far as creatures, you know, the possibility of it being an invisible creature is not likely, but there are creatures that hunt so well, even mundane creatures like panthers can strike without you even knowing they are there. And it's too late. Wolves tend to go for the throat. You fought werewolves and you've seen how they move.
I don't really say anything because obviously my mental note is, oh, we still don't know what it is, still fucked. However...
I need more data.
Yeah. data, you cannot make bricks without clay.
However, I get everybody to... huddle up real quick. Everybody hold hands.
Okay.
And I'm going to do a quick blessing of hope.
Oh,
okay.
Kumbaya Tiamat, Tumbaya.
Oh, I forgot I taught you that song. A 9. 9 plus 5.
I can add 14. 9 to 14. My spirit 14. Talk?
Yeah, 14. So a blessing of hope.
A blessing of hope grants inspiration, a feeling of hope, and a sense of unified strength. So everybody gets stat boosts.
Yes. And everybody feels a lot less panicky right now.
We can do this. We can kick ass. We are amazing.
Yeah. And we are running. We are running.
Easy for you to say.
Well, hold on. I just did a spirit little talk for 29.
Oh, did you now?
Yes. Thank you for that stat boost.
It did not like that. That whole prayer, it didn't like that at all.
It doesn't like Tiamat.
It doesn't. It is angry with you guys now.
Oh, I screwed up. I screwed the pooch.
What, do I get any other data from it?
Well, just like if you somebody did something that you found obscene, you'd take a step back for a minute and reassess that. You'd be pissed that they did it, but you wouldn't know exactly what you're dealing with now. Now, all of a sudden, it's like somebody pulled a gun on you. You're not afraid of that gun, but you're thinking, who the fuck does this person think they are?
Ah, okay, so we pissed it off and stepped back for a bit, so now he's good for running
time.
Run.
Yes, okay.
You get to the final, the third gate. Again, the bars are moved out of the way. This is more of like a hub area. It's round. Under you can see how one of the main tunnels branches off to the left where you're supposed to be heading.
Duh.
But this place, you can...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
See piles of corpses that have kind of run in from the feeder tunnels, have just kind of gotten stuck and are just like, they're not like bodies so much as they're like the bloated remains of bodies.
That's pleasant.
Smells lovely. Nice bouquet.
It's even beyond smell. These are plague victims. Remember they told you about the plagues and these people were thrown down there. Some of them have gotten walked around, but these obviously have not. These are just the corpses that have bloated and filled up with water and sludge and stuff like that. Again, no rats, no bugs, no anything eating the corpses.
What are the bars made out of?
Iron. The bars. I've been waiting for you guys to ask that question.
Yeah, all of a sudden VMAX is like, VMAX sees if he can like pull one out or something.
Yeah, the other people have bended, so basically you can bend it and then keep rocking it back and forth. It makes this groaning, creaking noise.
Do I need a strength check?
No, you can eventually work it off.
Okay, I just wanted to speed
it
up.
Yeah, now you've got basically a wrought iron staff.
I'll try to get one for...
Okay. Gimme. Yeah, again, there's two.
Two have been bent over.
So now you've got two.
Yay.
All of a sudden, I'm like, oh yeah, there's these bars. These bars. He keeps talking about the fucking we need iron. Because that was when I was looking at my notes. I'm like, oh yeah, we need to look for iron. We need to look for salt. If only these bars were made out of. What are the bars made out of?
I can't be any more on the nose at the very beginning of this thing.
Oh no, you were doing great. It was just like, hey guys, here's a present. We're like, oh look, it's scary. You're like, instead of giving you a present. I applaud you for just dealing with our stupidity.
VMAC, how can you carry all this stuff?
Because I am fucking VMAC.
His spears are actually crossed on his back almost like an X.
And the shillelagh is just like hanging on my side. It's normally hanging on the side. So I'm carrying around the steel thing.
The wrought iron staff.
I have a strength of 17. This ain't nothing.
Yeah,
it's not like I'm carrying around.
I'm just saying. I just wanted to know. I wanted to know what you look like. So now you look like Rambo.
He looks like a giant ninja turtle.
Appropriate.
He looks like a Michael Bay ninja turtle.
Give me goggles and glasses.
I still need to get out of here. I need to get out of here.
Okay, so now that we're at the third gate, I want to do another spirit talk.
Okay.
How much of a bonus do I have from... Do I still have the 14, or is it died down a little?
Yeah, you're at 9.
A nat 1.
Can you check
one.
To see if these...
Yeah, you're not feeling anything. I mean, there is the possibility you scared it off.
Oh, I don't fear it. Hear it. Feel it. So it might have run away. So we should just keep going faster just in case I'm wrong, which happens a lot.
Okay.
We need to go to the left.
Right, it's left, correct?
Wait, what about all these zombies? What about
they're not zombies! They're not moving! Just move before they do!
Zombies are slow, you know, sometimes, most times, kind of.
You're thinking, yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah, just move!
I can always set them on fire.
Yeah, that she can.
No, don't let them on fire! That never works.
I can smash them.
It's always a mistake!
You all go forward, I'll be behind. If we get chased, I'll do Blessing of the Seven Winds and blow them back here.
All right, let's go. To the left.
I love the panic in Barty's voice.
Barty can't do any magic.
He's so out of his wheelhouse.
And sticking him hasn't been that useful so far.
You start heading down the left side of the tunnel, or the left tunnel.
Yeah.
And you're moving down when suddenly the ground just starts shaking and the roof, dust and bricks and stuff come falling down. It's not a collapse, but it's almost like something happened further down the tunnel, and now it's like everything just like shook really
further
violently.
Down in front or further down behind?
Ahead of you guys.
Oh. Faster forward.
Faster forward.
Okay.
Let's go.
You.
Before we do that, take a second. I want to do a spare talk. What's my bonus?
Son of a bitch.
Six.
That's six plus six minus three, so plus three.
No, that's why I said stop for a second.
Nope.
Well, are we taking the minus three? I guess we're taking the minus three, so that's a 14.
Okay.
And I'm trying to feel like if
Barty's
the thing
still, Barty
and whatever is, that was.
Barty is not stopping. I am going.
Look at him go.
I am leaving.
Okay.
Because that's always the best idea.
It suddenly gets dark.
Separate from your party.
Yeah.
Suddenly it gets dark, and you're outside of the glow of.
We should
Jamala.
Split up, guys.
Jinkies.
Never mind. I'm with Jamala. I'm always with Jamala.
Just clinging.
No, it's too late.
Hey, get your own buddy. She's mine, Barty.
No, take Baxi's body. You're on your own.
I'm holding on to Jamala's robe. I'm just holding it.
He knows better than to try to cling on to VMAC.
That presence is still like it's there and it's angry. You feel like it's a little bit frustrated, but you have no idea what that shaking was.
Okay.
It wasn't this presence.
Does this presence feel like it's still the same distance away or a little further?
No, it is absolutely. It's right with you guys still.
Okay, guys. So whatever that shaking was not the evil number one. We will now label that evil number two. And evil number one still pissed and still apparently right with us.
Okay, thanks for checking. Catch up.
That is VMAC with the evil report. And now here's Jamala with the weather.
You guys come to a collapse. The tunnel started to more like the wider archway. This is probably the area where you would have come to that large opening. Debris and earth and stuff like that have all just kind of collapsed down. Everybody make a detection test, like a spot check, because you're not actively like looking for I just want to know if you guys.
19.
I rolled a 12.
11.
Oh, that's okay, because I rolled 5. Boom.
Jamala thought she heard something. VMAC hears.
Whatever it is, hopefully that will hold it off for at least a short while. Let's press forward and quickly.
And it's a woman's voice. From the other side of the debris.
Did Barty hear that?
No, he just heard voices, like murmurs. He couldn't distinctly like make that
Do
out.
Do I recognize the voice from my memories as Mark?
Yes, it is the princess.
Barty, I have some good news for you.
Yes?
You know that voice
what
that
was
we
that?
Just...
Did you hear those voices? Yeah, what was that?
That is Princess Popper on the other side of that cave-in.
Porker.
Princess. Porker Popper.
Jalapeno popper.
Jalapeno porker.
I know, it's jalapeno popper.
Princess Pop Rides is on the other side.
She's on the other side. Princess! Princess, can you hear me?
Princess, can you hear me?
Oh, God.
I'm, because it's a cave-in, I'm darting around now, looking behind us, you know, more, less worried about the voices, more worried about the...
So, here is plan. You two, you three get on the other side of me, and the one with softened earth will deal with the cave-in.
Okay.
I can make it go down. I can make the cave-in go down through the earth.
But infinitely go down? I mean, what about the stuff above it?
I don't know how much is above it.
Well, observing the cave-in is that it's full. Like, there's no... How severe does it appear to be if we're thinking about getting topside?
You can't see where it ends, like he said, but I mean, it's abrupt, but it's not like the entire tunnel came down because you can still hear voices on the other side. There's obviously air and sound vibration able to move through this,
okay.
But it's not solid rock. There's wood and stone and loose earth and even some foliage in this massive mound that's blocking your way.
But basically, I want these three to kind of like watch my back while I try to do my magic.
Oh yeah, I'm concerned about the dark void behind us. And I'm projecting as much light as I can.
Barty is hearing that it was the princess is frantically moving debris.
Barty,
Barty,
VMAG picks up Barty.
Well, hold on. He already shouted, "Princess, is that you?"
Yeah.
You know, and he actually you guys hear the reply coming from the other side.
Who is that?
It's Bartholomew! It's Bartholomew!
Fuck me in the neck. How did you get here?
We're looking for you! We're trying to rescue you!
Did we hurt you guys?
No, is that you? We're safe. We're fine.
Something is chasing us. We didn't know it was you. We had to collapse the tunnel.
Something is also chasing us.
Well, you are on the wrong side of the tunnel. You're in trouble.
We are aware. I was going to try to uncollapse the tunnel a little bit to get us through and then recollapse it again.
Okay.
I magic.
Okay. You sound strange, but all right.
Very good assessment.
You actually hear one of the guards over there is like, "Who's Bartholomew?" And she's like...
You don't want to know. Trust me. Nobody wants to know.
Okay, so Barty, get behind me, because I'm going to magic this, and I don't want you to get stuck. I do want you to get stuck in it, but I need you to watch whatever's behind us, okay?
Nobody really wants to know. I put down the debris that I was pulling away, and I just kind of sit down on the side of the sewer.
Actually, hold on. I'm going to do spirit talk real quick.
Okay.
Just to make sure that the people on the other side are what they say they are.
Okay.
Spirit talk with VMAG.
11.
There's only two people on the other side, and they're definitely human.
Okay. Definitely human.
There was six when Mark was killed.
And Mark was killed 2 days ago. Ugh. So they didn't just come through here. If they did, it's suspicious.
If that's enough for VMAG to go, okay, I'm going to try to do this.
Okay.
Casting D12. That's a 16.
VMAX. Standing in front of the debris, and it all shifts, and it starts to go down. You can see daylight start to crack in through the top, and then it settles.
Is it something we can climb through, or...?
You can climb up to it. You'll still have to move debris out of the way in order to... But that'll just get you up into that light. You don't know if that goes all over to the other side.
That gets us out of here, though.
Yes, but you could possibly leave them still trapped on the other side.
Well, I would try to let that not happen.
Okay.
I see light. We can get out if we want and try to get them out if they want to. Princess, do you see what I just did? Because otherwise, I can't help you.
I can see that some of it has shifted. I don't see much of a change in our situation.
Well, we can try to get up. Would you like to get out of here, or are you going for something?
I think I'd like to get out of these sewers as soon as possible.
Okay, cool. Barty!
Yeah?
Can you climb up? That's what you do,
sure,
right?
VMAG. Yeah, yep.
VMAG,
I'll climb up and wriggle my way out of the hole.
Try assess the situation and then try to help the princess and her associate out.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to try to lift him.
Okay, you kind of lift up this limp, kind of haphazard, defeated Barty.
He's a teenager that's we've told to clean his room. Oh, I don't wanna.
I think there's a little bit more genuine sadness in them than that.
So, Barty, you're able to move some of the debris out of the way and then kind of wriggle out the top. You're in a large courtyard surrounded by like multi-storied what look like houses. The sky is clear, sun is shining. You wouldn't know you were in like the midst of death incarnate or anything just by being out here, but it's also got this kind of eerie quietness to it. Ooh. The middle of the courtyard has like an overgrown, patchwork, weed-infested sort of planter, gardeny-like area, but that's where you're at.
Okay. I mean, do I see the other side of the tunnel, or...?
No.
So he'll kind of, like, have to pick at it or whatever?
Yeah. Or start, like, pushing stuff out of the way to try and, like, dig horizontally towards the other side of the tunnel.
Okay, Lefty, you're next.
Sure, I can do that.
Are you ready for me to try to put you up there, and then Jamela, and then I go up?
Okay.
You just get pushed up there, and now you're up at the surface.
Whee!
And just hope that VMAC doesn't get eaten after Jamala's gone.
And Jamala gets lifted up.
Oh, okay.
And now VMAC has to climb out.
Is that strength?
Yes.
Oh, good. I don't suck at strength. I suck at strength. That was a three. A no bonus.
The debris shifts, and it takes VMAC a while to kind of make his way back up. And
no, don't help me! It's not like I've been telling you or anything.
Barty kind of looks down and gives you a hand up without even thinking about it.
Which would not succeed anything because your weight displacement is...
Right, I would just, like, drag him down with me, well, so...
No, it kind of stabilizes you a little enough to climb out. So Barty's doing the digging. What else is being done by the rest of you guys?
Hey, somebody should, you know, secure the area and stuff.
Lefty, can you be on point to just make sure that no bad guys come our way?
Yeah, I like being muscle.
Okay, so you've got one of those wrought iron staves and your sword.
I do.
What's actually drawn right now and ready for fighting?
Staves.
Okay.
Are we in a fancy-looking part of town?
Oh, absolutely.
Jamela, kind of just, like, look around and see if you can, like... pinpoint what looks like a place that might have salt or iron.
Do I know this part of town?
No.
But there might be a sign that says, like, market or whatever. I'm just saying you two just kind of scope the... Lefty act as muscle, you act as lookout, and then I'll help Barty try to get Princess and Garda.
Yeah, detection?
Start ransacking the houses, but...
All right.
Don't go too far away.
Look for treasure. That's really all we're here for now.
Whoa, what's... What's Barty doing?
Moping.
He's moping. So VMAC is going to take over digging to get the princess out.
No.
I'm digging. She's still a person.
She was a person.
All right, well, look, I'm scanning the periphery. Unless I see something that looks like a spice shop or like, you know, a tobacconist or something, then I'm not even going to go bother to ransack because we got...
Or look for iron.
I'm sure
there are any iron
there's
fences.
Probably iron park benches and stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
Look for that shit.
There's
while
iron
we're digging.
Around, yeah.
With you looking around, that means we know where to go and then keep going.
Sure.
Okay.
I've got some concerns.
So we have Jamala and Lefty are kind of the eyes.
Right.
Okay. Then roll search.
It ain't good. It's six.
Whoa, six.
Reroll it.
Three.
Okay. All right. Hold on to those numbers, please.
And VMAC is helping dig.
Okay. It's not long before you guys crack right through to the other side of the tunnel. And you can see the princess and the captain of the guards with her.
Captain, princess, we're here to help.
Great. Well, then help us get out of here.
But VMAC basically brings down his massive arm to start.
Okay. So you basically hoist both of them up.
Well, while I'm grateful you guys came, I'm not exactly sure what good that does.
Game Master, I want to... That was personally hurtful. And I just want to... I want to really look at this person to see if it truly is her.
Oh, and she is looking smoking hot. She is fit. She's definitely been working out. She's lean and carrying a sword and breastplate with a capital B. And she is so dismissive of you right now because she seems to be so... entrenched in the situation. She's scanning rooftops, she's looking around, she's actually measuring each of you as she sees you guys for the first time.
What are you two doing back in this part of the sewer? Your friend Mark died at least 2 days ago.
Yeah, he was the first one. As we were making our way through the sewer, we lost three more.
I think what my scaly companion is asking is, why did you stay in sewer so long? We were able to cut through rather quickly.
We couldn't get out. We tried to make it back there, but our pathways were blocked. Where there should have been an opening, there was a dead end. It was like we were being herded through the sewers. When we got back here, we heard sounds coming from down the tunnel. We were desperate. We had no choice. There was nothing to do but collapse the tunnel and try to trap it on the other side.
So that was us you must have heard.
It could have been. But the thing is, right before we would lose someone, he would say that he heard something, or he knew that something was out there.
I catch VMAX's eyes. Is it still with us?
That's what I was about to do. So, Princess, I am shaman. I have ability to kind of get the spirit radar, and I've been keeping tracks of it. We did something that pissed it off, so I'm going to see if it's anywhere near us anymore. That's an 8.
You can feel it almost like you just got away from a rabid dog.
Oh, my
and you're
God.
Up at the top of a tree, and you're looking down, and you can see it pacing back and forth. That kind of a feeling.
Oh, my God. All of you literally see the wash of relief over VMAX's face.
Oh, good.
Oh, it is stuck in tunnels. It really wants to get us, but we are up here and it is down there.
Maybe collapse what's left of these holes?
Yeah, I'm going to just do some...
Okay. You can use softened earth around the surrounding area.
Just to
area.
Seal it yeah. up. That's the idea. Yeah. I'm not trying to collapse.
You don't have to roll it. You just eventually just yeah. work it out.
Let's walk away from the scary monster.
That's when Lefty, she's just suddenly takes a defensive posture. She's looking up at the rooftops, and you've seen a line of robed men standing on the rooftops of one of the buildings in front of, not all of the buildings, just one of the buildings.
Cultists?
They look human, and they're just standing there.
Oh, urge to Blessing of the Seven Winds growing.
Houses nearby, right? Like,
yeah.
Looks like maybe Bath, England or something. Kind
yes.
of,
mm-hmm.
Right. All right. So, first side street. I see. We need to get the hell out of this courtyard.
I agree.
Lock eyes with the princess, and we're of the same mind, so hoofing it.
The guard says, we should at least at this point find some sort of shelter so we can at least take a better stock of where we're at. I don't know you guys, and I'm not putting the princess's life in your hands until we've had a little bit longer of a time to talk than just to sit here and say, hi, my name is.
Now, yeah, sure thing. Let's get out of the line of sight of these cultists.
But while we
they're
are
not attacking, they're not even armed.
Well,
magic!
Magic.
I thought you guys can handle magic.
Yeah, of course, but...
We can magic does not mean we can handle magic.
Look, I'm not opposed to us getting out of this area.
Let's argue, more running. We go find somewhere to circle wagons. Yes, da, agree.
Circle wagons?
Is Kavaki speaking?
Okay, all right, fine, but I'm leading the way.
I am VMAC!
That's not his name, VMAC.
No, I'm just saying I am VMAC. I'm letting him know.
Sure. With pleasantries later. Sure thing, Captain. Right, and then we'll talk.
Okay, the princess stays right by him, almost to the point where she's like, actually put her hand on his shoulder to keep him informed of where she's at.
And
move forward.
And as a kind of VMAX sees this and just goes, Barty, would you like uppies?
No. No, VMAX, no uppies today.
Oh, it's bad.
Because that'll look so cool, right? In front of the girl? Looks so cool for him to have uppies.
Barty doesn't care. He likes uppies that much.
So who's taking...
VMAC is not in the back anymore. Someone else can be back.
Okay.
I had
back.
A freaking rabid spirit, like, just gnawing at my heels the whole freaking time.
That was awesome.
Gosh. I'm worried about the cultists and any possible range attacks. So, yeah, I'll watch them as we swiftly get out of line of sight.
Okay.
I'll be with Jamala.
Okay. You guys go through one alley, and then he takes a right-hand turn and then a left-hand turn. You lose track of the turns and where you guys are heading before he finally... You turn one corner, and you see the princess moving into a building. You don't even see the guard, but you assume that they're both going into that building.
I follow into that building.
You guys follow. As soon as the last one of you goes in there, the guard slams the door shut, and then he draws his sword, and he stands ready to cut you down.
Whoa, ungrateful much?
I'm not stupid.
Hold on! So, here is story. We were brought here by Black Pepper Jack.
Okay.
He was looking for Barty, who has previous relations with Princess Pork Rinds and the King. We have been adventure buddies with Barty for a little too long now. Barty wanted to come and save Princess. Now, I understand you think we are not what we say we are, which is giant stone monster, lizard lady, armed pirate, and a thief. Which alone could be intimidating, but I trust us.
You are a terrible spokesperson.
I'm just trying to put them at ease by keeping it 100.
Princess Porkchop raises her hands up, and she goes,
"Everybody, relax. Captain, they're obviously telling the truth. This is just Barty. No nefarious mastermind is going to send him after us. I did send Black Pepperjack out with orders to find him, because basically this is all his fault anyway."
Excellent. I'm so glad we
found... My fault.
I'm so glad it is Barty's fault. With that, I'm going to go meditate for a while and find out what's going on around us. So VMAC goes and meditates.
My fault? How is this my fault? Your father was the one who brought this thing to come to pass. He was the one who was killing everything. Your father almost brought me in and tried to have me killed from this torturer. My fault. You're definitely your fault. You are his father's family.
An aside, VMAC's like, before I do my meditation, Jamala, if you want to do that prayer thing, that really helped before. Fight.
Kitchen. terrible energy in here.
So the princess, really, she just crosses his arms and lets him go through this whole tirade before she kind of smirks and says,
"Essentially, you're right. My father was doing some pretty stupid shit, but it was contained until you released it."
Released it? We killed it.
No, you didn't. That's the point. The person who could have figured all of this out, the person that was containing him, you killed him. You fed him to it.
Okay, so I gave VMAC a blessing of hope, because this conversation sounds like maybe he's a mediator who's not Barty. An eight to cast, and I rolled a critical, so I rolled again. It's a total of 29.
Good fucking god. Okay.
Oh.
Oh. That was the effect?
Yes.
So all of us are also feeling, or is it just me that gets that bonus? Since we
No, everybody feels like they don't feel despair. They feel hopeful that they're going to survive this, but that doesn't change the
argument. That's
yeah, the on. Argument, and now both sides feel even more vindicated about their point.
Ah, they're not hopeful.
I step out of the kitchen looking vexed. Look, pointing blame under these circumstances is ludicrous. With all due respect, Your Worship, but there was no way to know what that creature was doing. Our friend needed saving. We saved him. End of story. Everything else that happened, oh, it's bad. We're here to set it right.
Exactly. That's why I sent Black Pepperjack to find you. Not to have you jailed or punished for your idiocy, but to find out if you have any information that could stop this thing. Otherwise, I'm off to kill my dad.
That's great. Maybe that will or won't work. I don't know. I have a book that belonged to the cultists. Frankly, there's not a lot of super useful information, but it's the best shot we have at figuring out, once we find the creature, in your father, outside of your father, wherever, to do something with it, to get rid of it.
I have no men, and I don't know your abilities at all. I would much rather come back here with force. Now that I know we have something we can base a plan off of, we don't have to do this full of shit fool's errand. I didn't even expect to get out of here. I just wanted to stop my dad or whatever's controlling him in this whole situation. And if I died doing it, then so be it. This was the only plan I had. You might never have been found.
Well, it's very noble of you, Princess.
Who's this guy you're with?
I do have questions about
this
him.
This captain, the captain of your guard who raises his sword at us, who clearly did not do a good enough job protecting you or his people. You would have all surely died had you not run into us.
First of all,
oh boy,
you should understand that my standing orders are only to protect her. Outside of that, I am free and clear to do whatever the hell I want to whoever I want to. And I am more than capable of spanking a little bratty Barty with a sword. Oh,
and I pull out my rapier.
No.
I'd like to see you try. I'd like to see you try.
Fine! He starts stepping forward. He's got his sword ready, and he's about to beat some shit.
Shit.
I raise up my rapier and have a throwing dagger in my right hand.
I flare up, blinding light.
Okay, roll it.
Make them see spots and stop.
Roll your effect. All right.
9.
Suddenly, the room flashes real bright light. Everybody has to cover their eyes, including Barty and the guard.
This is useless. What do you think you're doing? Both of you put your swords down. I'm not claiming to be in a leadership role here, but you need to cool your heads.
Fine. The sooner we can get out of here, sooner we can get away from you guys.
We're doing one of two things now. Either one, we are leaving and we are regrouping and we are coming back in force, or two, we're going up to that castle and taking care of business. And yes, we're outclassed. We don't know what's out there. The odds are against us. But we might not have a better shot. And VMAC in the kitchen there is communing with the spirits around us to find out what the landscape is like and what monsters might be awaiting us.
Princess looks around you guys.
Okay, what is up with this VMAC guy?
Shall I do my spirit talk now?
Do your spirit talk.
That is a 11 plus 4 plus 29. So that's like a bajillion. So I just rolled a bajillion on my spirit talk. And this is like the meditative, like I'm communing with Wolf Bear kind of level.
Oh, this goes beyond that. VMAC is I've having an hour body experience.
I've gone into the avatar state.
Yes.
I peek into the kitchen. Oh, all the dishware is levitating. That's normal. Huh.
Silver. It's salt shakers.
How convenient.
You know that kind of thing that they had in the X-Men where they used Cerebro?
Yeah.
You're getting that.
Oh. Oh my. Okay.
And all the red things are not mutants.
They're bad guys.
They're bad things.
But I get a better read than just like red. It's not a Boolean of good, bad. It's like I'm questioning. Do I kind of get a read of, oh, this is like a ghost. This is like a cultist. This is like a...
Yes.
Okay.
There's human things, and there are things that are very, very not human.
Right.
Even that thing in the sewers, you can see it. It's like the sewers.
Oh, it is the sewers.
Like the sewers themselves. That area of the sewers was just living, and it just kept following you. It's like a poltergeist.
Yeah.
That is embedded in the walls, and it's like traveling throughout it. And when it wants to reach out and get you, it just does with its mind.
That's awesome.
And it's just, it was feeding and gorging itself on this panic. That you guys.
And so the pissed off was when we were feeling hope.
Exactly. Like all that food that it was eating and you guys running was
tantalizing.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good. He didn't even have to kill you because having killed Mark days before and what you did was just turkey dinner, man. It was just awesome. And then he's just following you guys, just eating it up. And
right.
If you guys started to get confident or complacent, that's when he would rip the throat out of another one.
But somebody, we were never feeling complacent because we're a bunch of chickens.
Yeah. So he was just going to be completely engorged the whole time he was following you guys.
Because we were just freaking out the whole time.
Yeah, and when you guys left, you took the food with you.
Yeah.
Got
so
it.
What else am I picking up on? Like, mainly, I'm looking, like, I see all this. I'm like, oh, that's blinding. Let's try to focus on what's nearby and what's at the castle, the big bat. That's kind of what I want to figure out at this time.
There's actually, you can see coming from the surrounding area, the buildings are starting to kind of fill up around you guys, like where you're at. You get the sense that things are moving across a chessboard and that you're the king and they're trying to capture that king. There are things that are literally flying from one building to the other, not circling around. There are things prowling the streets. You've seen humans just getting ripped to pieces in parts of the city. As that little particular distraction pops into your head, you start looking for more of it for some reason, and you start seeing that even while you guys are sitting here in this room, the city is not done feeding on itself.
Right.
You know, this has become the new body of the city.
Oh my God, the whole city itself is...
This is the heart, the blood, the lifeblood of this city is now horror.
Right. Okay, so at this point, now that I see all of this, mm-hmm. my guess is that Castle is the kind of like the heart.
Yes.
Like mm-hmm. that's the brains, whatever. You shut that down, you shut everything down. I'm looking for that weakness. I'm looking for that tangible, the actionable item that we can work off of.
You don't see it connected in that sort of sense.
Right.
It's all independent. There's this darkness that is just coming from the castle.
Right. And this is a chessboard. I'm looking for the player.
Yeah. You don't see the player.
Because the city is the player.
Yes. There's a surrounding presence that is the player. And the thing is, you almost get the sense that the player has leaned back in his chair with his arms crossed, and he doesn't even have to move the pieces anymore.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Oh, man, don't hate the player, hate the game.
I want to hate all of it at this point.
Where's the opposing king?
That would be the castle.
Aha!
Using the chess analogy doesn't mean that you take the king and suddenly the game is over.
No.
This isn't chess.
No.
You can take the king, but the pawns, the knights, the castles, the rooks, and all that stuff,
they
are going to be in play for a very long time. You have just gotten the first glimpse of the real hopelessness of saving this city.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that stopping the father is not necessary, because imagine if that player
that continued
leaned back into the game again.
Yeah.
And started to make the game board bigger.
Right, right. Okay, let me know when VMAC wakes up.
He's awake.
Oh! Well, that was informative. I kind of saw everything.
Okay.
So I will use example of what we were just fighting. So in the sewer, there wasn't a monster.
Hey,
VMAC? Sewer.
I disagree with that. There's something that absolutely ripped the throat out of my men.
The sewer was possessed. The sewer itself was evil. The sewer, that is why you could not fight it. Because the sewer, it was a possessed evil entity that fed off of the fear of those inside. And the moment you stopped being fearful, it would kill one of you, and you could do nothing, for the sewer was always around you. So, analogy, the city is basically that right now. The city is working together in symphony against us.
Well, that's bad.
I could see the buildings around us being filled with all kinds of horrible monsters.
What, currently being filled?
So, what should we do, VMAC?
They know we're here.
Right. Yo, they are very aware. Great. And the city feels like we are set to lose. Like, imagine this is game, yes? We are playing game against the city. The city is just about ready to go, you lose, I win, you all die now. The easiest, the biggest blow we can do against the city is continue with original plan of get to this castle.
Let me back that
what
up, because
do,
you have no pathway to that castle right now.
Oh, I know.
Conveniently, though, there was a pathway out.
Out of this building?
Out of the city. You're surrounding the buildings, not the streets leaving the city.
Oh, you son of a bitch. And by you son of a bitch, I mean the city.
Mm-hmm.
VMAC is making that revelation now. He's like, oh. So we're being surrounded. And it just occurred to me, this building is being surrounded, yes? So
what should we do?
So it's looking impossible to get to castle, but there's a clear path to leave the city.
Well, what
leave
would
the city? We barely got into the city.
The city wants us to leave.
What would be the point of that?
I don't want to do what the city wants. The city is saying we should leave.
Why not just kill us? Wouldn't that be better? Wouldn't that feed its...
Fair question.
The reason it wants us to leave is because it sees that we are a threat. It sees how strong we are. If we press forward...
Yeah, it does.
If we press forward... And I'm DMEC is still overwhelming with that hope.
Mm-hmm.
If we press forward and somehow either sneak past all the evil or cut through them and make to castle, we can do very strong blow against reclaiming the city. It's nigh impossible at this point, for this city is concentrated evil, just as those sewers now are. But there is that slimmest of chances.
Jamala, make a wisdom
test. What should
we
do, VMAC?
What do you know? What I want? What we should do? I look around and I see powerful warriors. I see brimming with power. I say we just cut through. We just smash through like the gauntlet we are.
And we get to that castle.
So what do we do? Walk through the front door? Do we walk through the front door and just head out there and say, hey, we're ready. Let's go.
Yeah.
And head out into the into the darkness?
That sounds very stupid.
No, yes.
The captain of the guards, he looks at VMAC with a smile on his face. They'd never see that coming.
Ah, they're expecting us. They want us to run away. When I reached out to the city saw me back. The city knew that I knew there was a way out. The city doesn't know that we should just punch right through. They won't be expecting that. I am ready to freaking Blessing of the Seven Winds something.
My wisdom was not so high, but it was a four.
Okay. You do feel like maybe there's a slight chance that this is stupid.
Slight?
Does anybody else want to try and be a voice of reason? Because
the captain of the guard is like on board with me. He's like, bro, let's do this. Bro, yeah. bro.
I think the frat brothers here have, you know, are ready to fight and they've got erections.
VMAC, that doesn't sound like you. That doesn't sound like the cautious VMAC that I know. The pain in the ass VMAC that I know. Wants to take the cautious route.
However, there are some times when you just got to deal with it. You just got to power through.
That sounds like a stupid suicide mission.
This whole thing has been stupid suicide mission. I'm just continuing the mission.
I'm kind of ready to cut my losses and split.
If we do that, the city is still fighting. There are still humans dying. If we split, they are dead. They are gone. All those people we saved in that we helped in that church.
What's the point? What's the purpose, VMAC? Why risk our lives for this? We found the princess, and clearly she's fine. So let's go.
Because the evil of the city will not stop at just the city. There are not finite borders. This is an evil that will spread and consume.
Princess looks at VMAC. And she doesn't seem to have been affected by Jamala's spell as strongly. She's actually looking at it very doubtfully.
Yeah, but you said we're surrounded.
Duh.
Although I don't doubt your powers to de-avalanche a tunnel, this group is not strong enough to fight its way through a city that has already fully surrounded us. If the city is willing to open up a door for us to leave, and we've got the book with all the answers, don't you think it would just be smarter to read the book?
I don't have an answer to that. I just think we should push through. I have said my bit. You know where my vote goes.
What do you want, princess?
I want to kill my father, or stop the thing that's controlling him.
Been there.
Oh, that's true. It's funny because it's true.
If we fail...
The city's going to get stronger the longer we just let it.
Yes, and it is absolutely going to get stronger if the three of you are dead. The book, the person who can see through walls, and the guy that saw this thing coming.
Yeah, this is doing really well to establish my feeling that we've stared death in the face quite often enough, but not necessarily of our choosing so much as with a suicide run that it would be going into the city.
I still think best way is to go at the castle. I say we put to vote. We should not split up because we are crazy outnumbered. So that is out. We'll rule that all plans of splitting up out. Captain, you still on my side for just pushing through?
Yes.
Princess.
Yes?
Princess, I'm more of a man than you think I am. I have fought great evil and come victorious. And I will be victorious for you against this. And you will think differently of me after this is over. And I step through the door.
Snap. VMAC follows after him quickly.
Goddess. Fuck!
Jamal and I exchange looks and I guess begrudgingly run after.
He's never going to stop. Fuck!
So you go outside. Which direction are you going? Towards the castle?
I'm heading towards the castle, and I'm running, like, balls to the wall to the castle.
Okay. All right, so you're running full tilt. You make it maybe 30 feet, and then you have to roll dodge. Something's coming at you from the side.
Do I know what is coming at me?
No, but something is obviously, it's lunging at you. So the only choice is to dodge or
chase. 12. I rolled a 12.
15. You're also at minus 3. So that is... Something has just slammed your body up against the wall. What kind of armor are you wearing?
I have my elven composite mail. I mean, obviously, I have my rapier out, and I'm running down the path.
Yeah, but you're getting blindsided here. So what's your armor class?
A 7.
Okay, so this is armor defeating. What's your wound threshold?
I don't even know. What is that? My toughness?
Yeah, half your toughness plus 1.
An 8.
All right, you roll an attack test to try and fight this thing off.
Do the rest of us see any of this?
No, we're still inside.
This is you guys are coming outside, but I have to resolve this before I can describe to you what's happening.
Okay.
All right, I'm rolling an attack test.
Yes, minus 4.
Okay.
3 because you're on your back, 1 because you're wounded.
All right, so I'm going to roll with my rapier. All right, so 14 minus what?
4, so 10. You hit it. Roll damage.
That would be a 10.
So this is what happens. Okay, you're running full tilt when this hairy thing just slams you against the side wall of the alley. You get the wind knocked out of you. You feel its jaws clamp right down on your arm. You can't hold yourself up because you've been kind of shell-shocked from the impact of it. You jab your sword straight into its chest, pushing it off of you, and you can see the werewolf blood, your blood, coming, you know, dripping off of its fangs as it moves back. And as soon as it does this, it actually turns and starts to run away. Everybody else that ran out afterward, after Barty, to see what has happened, sees him holding his arm with one hand. His sword is actually being held by the wrong hand, not his dominant hand. He switched hands by it. He's leaning up against the wall, and you see a werewolf turn around and start backing away with blood dripping from its mouth.
I've always wondered what happened to my sweet little pup, Charles Barkey. He's the best basketball player I ever had. I got all of his trading cards, and then he ran away and got hit by a shopping cart. Oh, who let the dogs out? Am I right? Am I right? Oh, someone tell me I'm right.
You are right.
Thank you. Got it. Galap still got it. What a predicament. See you next time.
thank you for listening to Dungeons and Doritos, presented by Nerdy Show. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on the iTunes, or like and follow us on the SoundCloud. Dungeons and Doritos was performed by Cap Blackard, John Hex Carter, Colin Peterson, Lefty Lucy, and Rule Knudsen. Edited by Some Jerk, also named Colin Peterson. Original score was composed and produced by Ryan McQuinn, Mike McQuinn, and Steve O'Bortz. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep these and other shows on Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon. Any sized contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across network, and there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. You can subscribe to Dungeons and Doritos via the iTunes or the SoundCloud. Leave a comment, like, and share, and follow Nerdy Show and Dungeons and Doritos on all of your favorite social networks. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com. If it's geeky, we got it covered.
All right.
None of that was planned, by the way. I just saw
none
an opportunity.
None of that was planned?
No. Nobody was ever going to get bit by a werewolf by design. Just saw an opportunity. What would the puppet master want to happen right now?
Right.
To feed off the most horrible thing? Right. And not just to make you guys retreat, but to make you retreat knowing you've got a time bomb. And to show you, there's no going forward. It has complete control over your situation now.
Because the werewolf, it could have kept eating him, but it didn't.
Exactly. It really does want you to leave. And not because it's afraid of you. It wants you to leave because it's pretty certain, because of the princess, that you guys are going to try and fight it. And you're going to fight it the only way you know how. You're going to throw bodies at it because you know you can't sneak in anymore.
Oh. And if you throw bodies at it, you're just feeding it.
Sounds like a metaphor of some sort.
War.
Oh, sorry about
War
that, guys.
War never changes.
Yeah, that's a real Brody there, isn't it, boss?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.